Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone, who's taking the time out on their Tuesday night to rock out with us. It means a lot to us to have you here. So we welcome you. And let's kick back and relax. Take your shoes off. Let's chill. If you're sipping, sip. If you're sipping on some hot cocoa, sip. If you just want to sip on some water, just sip and chill. And let's build and have a good time. Oh, shoot, that rhymes. That's all right right there. All right, so I'm looking forward to this weekend. Is going to be on fire. The band, the show, the talent, and our feature, most of all, Moody Black will be in the building. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. So just to have everybody in the building, everybody who's coming, please tell your friends to come to Illusions on Saturday night. This is a little early than usual, but I try my best not to miss a show. And they didn't have those end of the month time for me for this month, so we had to make an exception this month. So this Saturday, we're going to kick it off, 2018, featuring Moody Black at Illusions at the Arts Council at 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. It's going to be from 8:30 to 11 o'clock. We're going to rock out. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have some good food, some laughs, some dancing, some chilling, some the band vibing and doing their thing. Can't do this without you guys. So we'd love to have you in the building. Send your friends, your family, if you can't make it. And feel free, if you can't make shows and you feel bad about not making shows, donate. You can donate to us and just to keep this thing rolling. So we appreciate any donations, anything. You know, just your support, sharing it on your page, letting people know about it in the area. Even if they're not in the area, we have people who come from all over to come to Illusions. So I appreciate all of you who take time out with Illusions to support us. And we appreciate this branch of Illusions, which is the Lyrical Cypher, the radio show. And we have a couple other branches. We have Truth Hurts, for anybody who doesn't know. Truth Hurts is actually our clothing line. Our clothing line, jewelry line, and also the production company that we will be evolving into for the arts, for plays, and what have you. Also, we have Affirmation and Change. That's another branch, which is our life coaching and motivational speaking. And we actually do motivational speaking, life coaching, workshops, you name it, for youth and adults. So it encompasses all. And just for different people who don't know these things, I just want to put this out there because we do a lot. You know, we do a version of, we also do art therapy with the Affirmation of Change as well. So I'm thankful for the businesses that God has allowed me to have. And I appreciate you for supporting what we do. For anybody who's listening right now, who's listening via web and wants to call in and perform, the only way you can perform is call in to 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. I am so excited tonight because we got some hot tracks, some new tracks, some old tracks, some stuff you haven't heard that we're going to be playing tonight. So I hope you guys enjoy. So let's get it.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
Missed. For my homies in the wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinging but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns, get distinguished with the sound. Everybody wanna meet you, where they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gonna defeat you. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen. Coming up with the first line, I start with a sin, a lie. But the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyle and I'm getting bored from it. But I can't afford it cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, Will, quit front and spit something one more time. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, you in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. Painting pictures on these raps, yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling short like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rap the poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they with you, forgot about all the issues. Without a doubt, they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition. And you know this, everyone is a locust, keep you off your focus, never asking who wrote this. So quote this, you when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain, you drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. That's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey dawg, I just wanna let you know, continue to stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. Just don't get your respect for it, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. It's like God sculpted you too. I promise it's all gonna work out.
Thank you. can't jump up to this. Non-stop turn and twist. Down over his mercy. Watch on the turn of my ground. Hear much of Antonella. Me all a walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a feature money, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in me a meeting where you are waiting for. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a feature money, girl, how where you get it from. Knock find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, why? For to me would be more than just to thank you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving, all you got to do is be true, so let's carry. Fun, satisfying your emotion. At the body press, it's established she goes. She no old and tough, and she no got time or rust. This smooth and precious like she never get a cut. One son's a expand up, got to all and pull up. Eat it up, me and forget to eat a mouth. Think I'll walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of money can tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in me everything. But up man, I tell you no look for them way. You look good and I forget some. No matter what I can say, put on your clothes inside a display. Man, I swear I don't see about night and day. Could you be my only and the woman lately? We can't just smile on her face and say, she wants a man for do the work, not once we play. I'm a rotten man, she says she won't want to stay. I'm with you all, I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, from pa pa pam pam. Girl, let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Knock by your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Why? I think, oh man, I want to take a long really start a plan. So hope you look, I come to one conclusion. What? You're supposed to know the work, supposed to pull a action. Music, I'm playing your ways and respect. Non-stop ticking just like a time bomb. I do every man want slam. Put your hands on and I walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Knock find your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Me got the thing where you are weird, but walk like a champion. Talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl. How will you get it from? Knock find your entrance. Bam, 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 bam. Can't let me in. Cry. I'm going to win me more than time. To take you and lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot diving. All you got to do is be true. So let the wrist bound. Satisfying your emotion. A top of the breath. Instant. She was, she no old and tough, and she no got time no rust. Since no damn precious life, she never get a cut. One son's a expand, I got to a lamp pull up. Get it up, me and forget to hit the mouth. Go to all I walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me got the thing where you are weird, man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, how will you get it from. Now find your entrance, ram pa pa pam. Can't let me in. Why? Enough man a turn. You no look for them where you look. Could you not forget some matter what a girl say? Put on your clothes inside and display. Man a steer and a steer about night and day. Could I be only a new woman lately? With a girl just smile on her face and say, hey, hey. What a man fi walk it not fi play. What a marathon man who can stay. Me all walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What a piece of body, girl, tell me where you get it from. Knock find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, me have the thing where you are weird man. Walk like a champion, talk like a champion. A piece of body, the woman where you get it from. Knock find your entrance, ram pa pa pam pam. Can't let me in, why? I sing, woman want to settle down and really start to plan. Oh, you lose, I come to one conclusion, supposed to know.
You're loving on me, infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me. Relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me. Release me. Kiss me. Hold me. Love me. And never leave me. Play that guitar for me. Own me. Therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings. Love on the strings for me.
I know you looking down. Look at me now, hold a permanent frown. It was more that you wanted, but life became mine, your opponent. Just wish you were around, wishes I never found. Feet cement the ground, I get it though. What you put out, you get feelings for. How can I cope if my heart is broke? Thinking I'm dope cause I could bridge a flow. Connect meanings like season. I'm leaving till November, be back by dinner. Don't think they'll notice, think it'll add ease. Tease me cause my heart is weak. Then use the devil against me. Devil comes in forms we can't see. Sneaking hard to the comfortable. So I never sleep. Love is inevitable. So I'll be back this week. Back to the pain and stay surface. When I see your faces, when I see hurting, I'm more certain it's you. For my lyrical arrangement, get to amazing from hell's basement. Look, G-Mai, we made it. We were craving much success. From aging in all distress, aiding all this pain, exporting all this pain to the far left. Lord rap, reputation of hard-headedness. Dying need a hard medicine. Wasn't ready for hard living. Without forgiveness, it's hard leverage over my God body and sin repetitive. With no end, than seeing heaven yet. Not forgetting if I leave, you'll be very sick. Cough up a long, sing a song, I'm not feeling it. Break out in songs in my palms, it's my gift. Here's what God is here. And if you decide to drop it this time, bury this heart. If it's painless, learning the hard way from being angry, getting aggy, probably the lack of daddy. Maybe the lack didn't back me, just drag me across the plains. What was plain had flavor. Mama had it hard, but it made her. I didn't have it made, but it could change up. Laughing at the sky like you just got your weight up. Discovered a path for what's written on paper. Even dreams take these tools to get papers. Aiming at the sky with my feet up. Thinking all the skill, cause she lacked was real. She looked for comfort with no heart to heal. Guess I'll ill it from here. They can't kill me from near. Only thing that I fear, I'm still in possession of the heart I kept tracking. Kept it next to me, kept tracking me. Only thing I'm moving on is my potion. We'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I know that I have. And that last poem that we just heard by Poet Society, I miss that young lady so much. I hope she calls back. Just big shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, poets around there in that area, and my homegirl, Georgia Mee. I miss you, girl. Can't wait for you to come back to the K. And I will be coming your way this year. I'm already claiming it. So for everybody who's listening via web, big ups to you. Big shouts out to you. And everybody who's listening now via phone, if you want to get on the line right now with us, if you're listening via web, I can't see you. I can only see your stats later on when the show is over. So if you want to get on the mic, please feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. Again, I'm your host, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the open mic lines and shout out lines for anybody who wants to perform. Just to clarify, for anybody who's listening to the shows and what we do with Illusions, Illusions is a performance arts-based business, and the Lyrical Cypher is one of our branches. This is another opportunity for you to be able to express yourself through the arts. Illusions, I thank God for the name, is not a poetry show. Some people think it's a poetry show because I'm a poet, but that's the contradiction in itself. Illusions is all about you expressing yourself through the arts. So if you're a comedian, call in, make us laugh. If you want, you sing, sing. If you rap, rap. We just ask for the edited version. Other than that, we're going to have a good time. If you spit poetry, do so. And that's the same way it is with Illusions. That's that misconception. So it's crazy that I got a poem called Misconception to the Rule by one of my homies in California, all the way in Los Angeles. What's up? What's up, Miss Nikki?
Get your life. Hey, Miss
Chan. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
That's what's up. I'm doing great.
That's good. That's good.
Glad to have you on the line. You said it's raining?
It's raining. It's been raining for the past two days straight.
Raining.
Right. And they say it never rains in Southern California.
You better say that. That's what I'm talking about. It never rains in Southern California.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And you in the desert, too? That's what's up.
That's what's crazy. It gets very cold and very hot. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're dealing with that right now. Right now, it people want to put on shorts. My son was trying to get put on some shorts today, and I was like, nah, we just had snow on the ground, and we still got some snow on the ground. And he was like, well, it's hot outside. I was like, nah, that's called, what the old folks call pneumonia, wasn't it?
Anybody got time for that? That's pneumonia, then.
Ain't nobody got time for that. No. Better put your pants on. Let's keep it pushing.
Okay. Your galoshes
indeed.
And everything.
I know that's right.
How's your week
going? It's actually going good. Thank you for asking. Great week so far. You know, some few bumps in the road, but, you know, I keep right on rolling. One monkey don't stop no show.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad to have you on the line, and I can't wait to hear your track, which is in rotation tonight, Misconception to the Rule. And I was like, wow, that is a perfect, perfect theme for tonight, because I get that misconception all the time about what we do. Everybody thinks that I do a poetry show or a poetry event, and I've come to the point of, like, not individualize, like, individually just saying, hey, that's not what it is. I really want them to see for themselves what it is instead
right.
of, so people are always going to perceive what they want to see and how they want
to
put it in the box. Indeed.
Just to let you know, you just bust me out because I was trying to surprise Mr. DMX, but he don't walk in and hurt.
I didn't know.
Okay. It's okay. No, it's okay.
But, I'm just saying the whole theme of misconception to the rule is just awesome, and I'm just proud of you for doing what you're doing. And I'm sorry I put this part of you out of the bag. I had
no
idea.
No. He was going to hear it anyway.
That's what's up. All right.
I do have
tonight,
another
lady?
One, but I'll wait until later to do it. Yeah,
sounds
I'll wait
good.
Until later.
Well, please stay on the line. We're gonna keep it rocking tonight.
I sure will.
That's what's up. All right, everybody, that was Nikki from Cali in the building. All right, got to give a big shout out to my big sis in the building. What's up, what's up, T. Nancy? Can you hear me?
What's up,
girl? I was just about to move to the next. What's up with you?
Just getting off work, girl. Just want to jump on for a few moments.
That's
check it
what's
out.
Up. You know,
the support.
I got to shout you out. I know. And I appreciate you. I appreciate your support since day one.
Oh, always, girl. You know I'm always here.
And you know I got your back,
continue
too,
to rock out tonight.
Let's get
it. I'm enjoying it.
I know that's right. Well, stay on the line and enjoy the show. Just want to give a shout out.
I definitely will.
All right, T. Nancy in the building. All right, we got another K-Town, not a resident anymore, but from K-Town, but all the way in California. What's up, Carlos, Mr. DMX of Poetry?
What's up, China? How you doing? How everybody doing tonight?
Doing great, man. I'm feeling your energy.
Well, yo, man, just got a lot going on right now. I haven't had a chance to write nothing lately, man, but I'm just, y'all just happy to call in. I don't know. I might dig in my folder and find something to read, but I just wanted to hear everybody else. And you got me all hyped up because said somebody recorded a track and sent it to you and stuff.
Yes. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too, because I haven't heard it. I ain't even know nothing about it. They did this on the low.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Look, I didn't even know. I brought the cat out of the bag. I thought she always in on it.
So I had no idea. She did
that on the low. That's what I'm talking about. I'm so proud of both of y'all. Like, just doing what you're doing, writing, inspiring one another. Like, that's what's up. And y'all inspire me to keep doing what I'm doing because it's a return.
Hey, look, China.
What's up?
I will be home on the 19th. Yeah, I think I fly in on the 18th, the 19th, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you got going on for whether it be this month or next month, I'm gonna be home for probably about a month or so. I want to make sure that we get a chance to hook up and link up or whatever and do our thing. All
okay.
Right.
All right, that'll work. All right, well, stay in contact with me. Hit me up when you come, when you touch down to K-Town, and we'll work it out. I know the 19th, I'm actually leaving, and I won't be back until that Sunday. But other than that,
I know I'm gonna be home for at least a month or so.
Sounds good. We're gonna make it happen, man.
Yeah. All right, that's what's up, y'all. Y'all enjoy the show.
Stay on the line. All right, everybody, that was Carlos. I call him DMX of Poetry. His voice, his wisdom, his knowledge is just powerful. And he kind of favors him, too. So that's the reason why I call him that. For anybody who's like, why do you call him that? You had to listen to his voice and listen to his truth. It's powerful. So appreciate you and everybody who's listening via web, via phone. And I'm going to go ahead and rock out to the next track. Let's get it. Why not?
Now, there's no misleading to the fact that I, too, ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But, baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Shh. Listen. You hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. Seemed like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I had to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorical thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man, I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming from thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see them coming, cause this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man scene. Not public and violence, and not doing things of bad man society. See, I'm coming out from under, I'm being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight. To understand, this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life, and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I it's great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Options too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love in myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud, don't need to be high to have fun, but I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth, epics, and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
Oh, maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letters. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire, see you soon. Turn the game on, I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word, I'll try it. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I'll keep the tie to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tap me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you.
Love you.
I love the way you are. I feel your every desire.
crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear. For the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it,
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that round of Lyrical Cypher. I know I did. And that the Black Salam Mandy ER by 13 and Nazareth was a hot piece. I learned something new every single time I hear that. And I kind of feel like that with everything that I hear, because, you know, you're not always in the same place in life or in the moment to think the exact same way if you're allowing yourself to grow and evolve. And, you know, guys, I'm always dropping nuggets, different things that I learned. So that's actually something I've learned too. You know, first and foremost, you can't judge a book by its cover. And I don't know, I don't have time to judge other people, because I actually got to focus on my purpose. My purpose means something to me because it matters and I matter. So whoever's connected to me will be affected, you know, and that's how I look at it. And I said that last week. And just remember, you know, just doing what you got to do for you, and also taking care of the ones that are connected to you. You know, they'll be affected by the decisions you make. Good, bad, ugly, and different. So just different things that I try to, as I grow, I try to share with you too, as I'm learning, you know, from different things or whatever, like I said, good, bad, ugly, and different things that I learn, I try to share. And like I say, anything that I'm sharing with you, if it works for you, keep it. If it doesn't, trash it. It might not be for you. It could be for somebody else who's listening. I'm not offended, because I'm just sharing. And I'm not looking for anything in return. Just giving back. So I'm about to go ahead and open the open mic lines for the next artist. I can't wait to hear this track. What's up? What's up, Miss Conception? I'm about to call you Miss Conception. What's up? What's up, Nikki? Get your life.
Okay.
Get your life. I didn't forget.
I know.
I was nervous.
Wow.
Look, but you were nervous, but I heard calmness and stillness when you were doing your track. And fact that I'm looking at it like this right here, just to break it down a little bit. Like, you say you were nervous, and I believe that, because I'm always nervous. I'm nervous up here right now, because this is still a new moment, a new time, a new experience, and I'm appreciative for the opportunity, so I get it. But I was looking at how your first track, you play music in the background, and then I've been waiting to say this. That's why I had to play it first. I wanted you to feel yourself and feel what you got from it, and I know somebody else probably even got something from it, because I did. But you rode the beat like a G. Quit playing.
I didn't.
Yes,
you know what?
Yes, you did. You rolled the beat, and I was like, oh, my God, is she my, like, you must be, like, I don't know, man. I was like, yo, she's into, you love music, don't you?
I do. I really do.
I can tell, because I can always tell when a person loves music, because they know how, they stay in tune.
If I don't go to church, I wake up on Sundays, and I turn on gospel.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm cleaning, I have to clean the music. If I'm driving long distance, as long as I got some red vines and some music, I'm going to drive all night. I love music.
I could tell, because you rode the beat, like, effortlessly. Like, it was awesome. And so I was like, oh, okay. Wow. And I just knew. I said, I got to ask her if she loves music, because it was obvious you loved it, because you didn't try to go over it. You didn't try to be aggressive with it. You just went in and you just went with it, and it flowed perfectly. So I'm proud of you. Your first track, keep going. I can't wait to get more tracks. Send them to me. We'll go from there.
Okay.
And
we'll
keep it in rotation. I'm proud of you.
You're such an inspiration. Trust me. You're such an inspiration, because 2 years ago, I wouldn't even thought about doing nothing like this. And that's real.
I'm proud. Well, look,
I wouldn't be writing. I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't say none of that.
I'm proud of you. Just the decision you made to, you know what I'm saying, to do this. And because it takes a lot. Because you're what we call, you know what I'm saying, with poets or whatever, we call it getting naked on stage. Like, you're literally metaphorically getting naked by sharing you with other people. And you're going to have your spectators, your critics, but don't deny all that, because you wrote it from the heart. So it doesn't matter. They're going to say what they want to say. Who cares? Because if they talked about Jesus, they're going to talk about you. So the way I look at it, if you wrote it from the heart, own it.
That's right.
And that's what you did to me. You wrote it from the heart. You own it. And that confidence don't come from man, it comes from God. So the way you did it was powerful to me. And then the fact that you've taken time out to you write diligently, you encouraged me to, like, look, I need to write something down. You know, sometimes, because sometimes I don't have time to write, and I got so many poems in my head that need to come out. So I just want to let you know, like, just you doing what you're doing is pushing me to go back to the pen and pad.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, anytime, okay, man.
I got this one. It's a little lengthy, but I'm gonna go
have your business and take your time. Don't speed it up. Slow roll it. Do your thing. The floor is yours.
It's called "I Am Woman." Hear me roar. So listen, we're always taught not to blow our own horn. And I don't say this for accolades or confirmation. This as a reminder to myself and other women who question their womanhood because it's not appreciated nor acknowledged. And in some cases, looked at as a weakness. Fact is, I'm hopeful. I'm a hopeful romantic. I love chivalry, and it is not dead. Men aren't dogs and hoes, and for those that might be, it's not my place to call them that. God is the beginning, the ending, and the vast majority of the middle of my life. I know my strengths, and I know my weaknesses. They both make up who I am. I'm a giver, I'm a receiver, never a taker, and I always make sure that I contribute and never leave anyone with less than what they came with. I look for the best in everyone until they show me their worst. And once that's shown, I don't seek get back. I just delete myself from their lives. I'm a little flashy. I like nice things. But I treat people I love the same way that I treat myself. I don't ask for anything that I'm not ready to give. I'm not God's gift to men, but I am God's gift to my man. When dealing with me, you get my best. And if I can't offer you my best, I'll direct you to someone or something who can. I'm loyal, thoughtful, peaceful, and responsible. I'm a good girl, and I actually like that about myself. I'm not so jaded by life that I can't see the value in human kindness. My spirit guides me most times. It forces me to look beneath the surface. I love people, and people love me. I do believe in religion, and I consider myself to be spiritual. I live and die with prayer, and will do it whenever, however, and whatever, and wherever. I'm faithful to my God, so I am faithful to my God, my friends, and my family, and also to myself. I'm far from perfect. That's why I am constantly talking to God. I'm a simple woman with simple rules and simple desires. What you see is what you get. The same thing that makes me a good woman, it also makes me a good friend, good girlfriend, good mother, good sister, good auntie, and one day, a good wife. I get the best from, to get the best from me, you have to allow me to give you, and to give it to you, and not try to take it. Each day, I try to learn something from someone like Miss China, and at the same time, teach something to someone else. I am well diverse. I know a little about a lot of things. And the things that I'm good at, I'm really good at. I surround myself with those who are bigger and better so that I can also try to be bigger and better. Loved ones and family. Beloved are not the only terms of endearment that I use. It's how I choose to look at people. I am a woman by God's grace, and I wear it like a badge of honor. I won't compromise my womanhood for anyone. So if you were to ask me who I am, I'd say I am a good woman in every sense of the word. And anyone that has ever spent any time with me, they will surely say the same. I am woman. Hear me roar. That's it.
Girl, you better roar. I was like, what? Like, I was listening. I was like, man, I'm so like proud of you, because what I was getting from that was like you acknowledging that in the midst of everyone else who matters in your life, that you matter as well, you know?
Exactly.
And that's what I saw, like you were saying, the people who you connected to, like, they matter to you, but also you matter, and you realize that you matter, and you,
I have to, because if it wasn't, you know, for you, I would be cheating on myself, remember? You told me, don't cheat on yourself.
That's right.
I have to constantly remind myself of that, you know, because I do for others, and I don't look for anything in return. It's just that I don't do for myself.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you in a amazing and a major way, because I looked at something, and I'm just going to kind of, y'all already know I'm transparent, but basically, when you're out doing, like, you know, you're kind to others and you treat people right. I'm just going to give you guys a generalization. Like, you kind to people, you treat people right, and then people who take you for granted. I would speak on myself. Like, I've been taken for granted to the point that person thinks, it's kind of like that people-pleasing thing. They automatically assume that the thing that you're doing for other for them is, they take it for granted to the point that they think that you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you were doing it from the heart. But then when they're toxic to you and you remove that from them, they're upset with you because you're not giving it to them.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
But I can't give you something if giving to you is hurting me.
Yeah.
And so
that's why
when I removed myself, the devil came trying to kill my spirit, like, not too long ago, like trying to kill my spirit because I removed myself from danger. It was toxic.
Right.
It wasn't healthy. Like, I can, the healthiest thing I can do for you is remove myself and pray for you, because what I'm doing for you, I did for you from the heart, but you're hurting my heart. So I'm removing myself so you can stop hurting my heart. And now I'm the bad guy because I'm not giving it to you like I used to. But I can't do that. I realize you can't do that. Like, I've learned, I know as women and just in general, like how you're raised, some people are raised to be the sacrificial lamb. And I learned another version of a sacrificial lamb. And that version of being a sacrificial lamb for me is I sacrifice what I want for what I need, as opposed to sacrificing me for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I used to sacrifice me for you. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and that's why I said in there, you know, I always give my best. I try to give my best, but don't take it from me. You know,
exactly.
Let me give it.
Yeah,
know?
Because then you can give it freely and not expect anything in return, because once you start feeling like I have to and I'm obligated, that's what I was about to say, place you in a situation of a sense of obligation. You've got to do this for me. I don't have to do anything for you. What I do for you, I do from the heart. So it's actually giving to you freely, and this is just who I am naturally. But when it becomes unnatural, I don't feel good about it.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? I don't feel good about giving it away, because now it feels like a job as opposed to what I was doing, and it was a natural thing. It was like breathing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So, like I say, I know that a lot of us were taught and raised to sacrifice, especially women, to sacrifice your dreams, your everything, for whomever, you know, your kids, your family, whoever you connect to. It doesn't have to always be a relationship. It could be your kids. But I feel like we can't teach our kids how to dream and do those things until we actually are evidence of that.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Yeah. I know we're not going to be able to do everything that they're going to do, but still, you still have a purpose too. That's all I'm trying to say.
And I had to learn that.
Yeah. We all do, girl. I mean, everything I'm telling you, I'm not the queen of knowledge. I'm learning through my mistakes and my mishaps and the way I did it. Oh, shoot. I'm learning. Everybody can't get the, I don't know. I can't even say like the doom, the everything. Everybody can't get the, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got to earn it.
The whole thing.
Right. Sometimes, like, I want to, just as bad as I want to earn your friendship, like, I want to earn your friendship by being who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's naturally who I am, so that's earning it. I don't have to do no extra. I ain't got to jump through a ring of fire to be your friend.
Right.
I mean, you are my keeping your life. And I hope this is helping somebody while we're talking. But
oh yeah.
I hope it's helping somebody, you know, but if I got to jump through a ring of fire to be for you and be what you need at that time, I've learned, I've said this before a thousand times, I can't be in a situation when somebody's telling me, if you do this, we'll be good. If you do that, we'll be good. Why? Because as soon as I do that, and I've been here before, as soon as I do what you're asking me, it's still not good enough.
Right.
Because now you want me to jump through another ring of fire. And another, and another, and there'll be no satisfaction. And guess what? I always be looking, trying to see if we good.
Okay.
And never comfortable.
Right.
So, yeah, but anyway, that's just different things I'm learning, and I try to get back to you, and just, like, what you just said was just, like, amazing. I didn't even know. I was like, was my name in that poem?
Yes, it was.
What? Quit playing.
It was.
Thank you, lady.
It was.
But
I get from you, and what I get from you, I can also teach someone else, or my kids for that matter, you know?
I'm learning from y'all, too. So what you just said, like, all of that came from what you just taught me in your poem, you know,
wow.
And it all just came together, so I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you.
Anytime, mother. All right, please stay on the line, Miss Nikki, and keep doing what you're doing, and if you want to get back on the line to spit, let me know. I got you.
Okay. All
right, everybody. That was Nikki. Man, that was a hot poem, and I appreciate that. Next artist I want to call up, we got Truth in the building. What's up? What's up, Truth?
What's up? I fell asleep.
You better wake up. Wakey, wakey. Because we got Truth in the building, right? So did you wake up?
Yeah, I'm woke.
Okay, I thought
man, I played
your intro.
I was so tired, man. I was in the car on the way home. I was like, oh, my God, I was drained.
Oh, my God.
Like, I had been drilled at 8 and I was out.
Huh? I'm glad you got a chance to call back in, man.
Yeah, well, actually, Sweet T said, you're not calling the radio show.
I was like, what? Yeah, I texted you. I was like, did you forget? And I ain't hearing nothing from you. So
I just
didn't. Oh, for real? Yeah, because I was like,
yeah,
we just talking about the show. And I was like,
yeah.
I was looking for your number. And I was like, okay, he's not on the show. Maybe he's not calling in. I was like, yeah, he's asleep. And I was like, so, are you ready to spit something right now, or you want to chill for a second and wake up a little bit more?
Yeah, I want to chill for a second. I want to listen real quick.
Right.
Then I spit in exploitation, whatever.
That's what's up. All right, let me check in with DMX of Poetry just to
see. Don't play with no chill,
let's check in with DMX of Poetry, see if you want to spit a little something. What's up, Carlos? What's up?
How you doing, Chyna?
Good.
I was letting some of my coworkers check out the show tonight, Chyna. And I was walking out the door. And they was walking out the door. And I was telling one of them about the lyrical cipher, and you was on Blog Talk and all, how they hook up with you and all. So you'll hear from me. That's all it is.
You spitting anything, or you chilling?
Nah, Chyna. I think I'm gonna just take the night on off, man. And I got surprised tonight with a couple of things that happened tonight. but I'm gonna be okay. We all gonna be okay, and Yeah. Hey, look,
That's
just me, though. And I'm always going to smile. Everybody else, keep smiling, keep your head up, and stay positive,
oh, yeah,
y'all, and live life, enjoy life. And hey, y'all, see y'all next Tuesday.
All right, then. All right, everybody. This is Carlos. And we're going to keep it rocking. All right, so let's get it.
I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me. I'm loving me. Constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back. Possibly because I love every man that's black. From the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime. Or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride. And I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Yeah, this it right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ day. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch a good faith. Tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See, everybody's talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you do don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son. Speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name. This is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith. I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page. What can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say they are the rage in the tears. Because I ain't saved. The mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you. I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. it really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else. It didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady. And yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all. As I ran the entire East Coast, I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff in my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. And another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often overcontemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Overreceptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of that game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And an angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations. Then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined. People simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything, but never willing to give.
The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the scores. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
Yo. Testing. Mic check. Testing. 1, 2. Yo, this thing gone. Yo.
Gotta get my levels up. Bass loud, man, somebody turn the troubles up. You say you're flowing, but the ground ain't wet enough. Sleeping on who? But you still ain't getting up. I'd rather live it than speak it loose off the top, cause it's leaking. It never stops, cause it's bleeping. I know the levels are peaking, but they can't hear what I say. Go ahead and replay, and then relay the message for another day. Man, I'm trying to multiply two negatives. Get it charged up, just to get a representative. Two wrongs don't make a right, really is. But we'll multiply two negatives, make a positive. Taking on the school still, working on the new deal. I'm loving life. I say it twice, but I need a will to put it down on a paper, write songs. Dang, I gotta say it again, a mic wasn't on.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Is this thing gon' mic check? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Don't hear me, yo, mic check. 1, 2.
What's MC?
Huh?
Master of the ceremony.
Oh.
Move the crowd. Rock him, God MC.
I had so much fun on this show that I didn't realize our time is winding down. So I wanted to wish everybody a great night tonight. Be blessed. And I look forward to seeing y'all again on Tuesday night. Y'all have a good night.